Shay with your South Florida traffic.
WZAB Sweetwater, South Florida's only business radio station.
The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we have an absolutely awesome show today, if I do say so myself, and I do. And I do say that in front of every show, and I'm always right. So today we're talking hot new car stuff with Larry Zinn. We're actually going to also talk about the Warren Henry efforts to rebuild in a bunch of places in South Florida. Larry and his team are very charitable. They're involved. We're going to talk about all the things they're doing. And maybe we'll talk a little Dolphins and Heat, maybe a retrospective on the Marlins. But Larry and I will talk sports. But we're going to kick off, and then we're going to have a second part of our show. It's going to be Adam Tickin. Adam's a good, solid real estate investment professional. He's been in the business for 20 years. He's active statewide. We're going to talk about all the opportunities he's seeing, he and his team are seeing across the state. And Adam and I are working on a deal. We may even talk about that. But let's kick off the show, Wandita. We got a caller up front. Is that Vince out there? Vince, what's happening,
hey,
man?
Hey,
how Vince.
Are you,
Jimmy? I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I'm waiting for your team to call me. And then you're going to be on the show next week, and we're going to talk about my experience with you, Vince. Vince, you're the man at Flex Wheels. What the heck is Flex Wheels?
Flex Wheels is a monthly subscription to unlimited changes in your vehicle. Insurance included, car delivery, unlimited maintenance, unlimited miles.
I am
Couldn't be easier.
I am down for that. I'm going to sign up. I already have signed up. I'm just waiting for us to effectuate the handoff, which will be like sometime next week or maybe the week after. You're going to be on the show. Either we'll talk about what I've been going, what my experience was or will be. And it's going to be awesome. Vince, we got a great response when you were on the last time. Who came up with this idea? This is amazing.
We did, yes. Thank you so much. The outpouring from your listeners was great. We had a bunch of phone calls, a lot of email interactions. People wanted to know. So, you know, thanks for having us. I look forward to coming back.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see you. Wanda's all excited, and Adam wants to sign up. He's nodding his head. This guy drives a Maserati, so you better get on. You better get this guy's stuff going. Adam, exactly. Vince loves it. Vince, can't wait to see you. Thank you so much. Tell your team high five. Bring me lots of those great giveaway goodies you have. I love your giveaways. They're great. The glasses are awesome.
You got it. We'll bring some good stuff.
All right. Thank you, Vince. We'll see you next week. We'll talk about the experience, and Vince will be a regular as I go through the Flex Wheel program. I love the idea. It's absolutely awesome. Insurance, maintenance, rotate your car, drive a sporty thing on the weekend, something for the family on the week, or switch it up or whatever you want. So we're going to do that. We're going to be right back. We're going to lead off with Larry's in. Like I said, Larry's going to talk. They got a store down in the Keys. We'll talk about the Keys. We'll talk about South Florida. We'll talk sports. We'll talk about Larry and his team after this. Wanda, I think I'm already rocking, but rock me some more. Oh, yeah. Signed, sealed, delivered. That's right. I love that. That's one of my favorites. Wanda knows the Motown that gets me rocking, but I am only saying that to one person, and that is the Miss Vivian Freed. Although, I love the guys at Warren Henry. They're part of my family. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They got a great, cool store up in Gainesville and a store down in Key West that sells all the good nameplates. You know what they've all got in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, but they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, my favorite part, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, and you know this part, always Warren Henry.
Friends,
Please don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, if you need help, I'm here for you. I'm Jim Fried, and if you call 305-773-6300, if you've got a special situation and you need capital for real estate, I'm your man. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I'm with Spectrum and we're one of South Florida's oldest and we are dependable, easy, private lenders. What does that mean? That means when you call us, one person makes the decision. We can give you a commitment that day and we'll close in a week. And the loan is for up to $15 million. That's right, I said it, $15 million. One person calls the ball. We've got people that we're working with in the Keys. We're helping them rebuild the Keys. We're doing deals with foreign investors that are looking to buy or refinance real estate. I have perfect example. I've got a banker in one of the big banks. He just moved to Miami. He's a U.S. resident, but he doesn't have a credit history in the U.S. yet, but he wants to buy a house. I can help that guy. Maybe your father-in-law loans you the down payment. He wants the money back to pay his taxes. I got to make up the stories. How can you, you know? But I can help. I can close in a week. Grandpa wants his down payment back. He wants the money he gave you to buy that house for your wedding, but now he needs it to retire into the Villages in Ocala. I can help. 305-773-6300. Real estate investor looking to pull cash out of your mortgage or close fast with Adam Titkin? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. And why do you call me at 305-773-6300? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, Larry's closing a deal on the lot, so he's going to call in a little while. I hope you don't mind if we go to real estate first, Adam. Are you ready? All right. Wanda, fire up Adam's mic. So, okay, I'm firing up Adam's mic. What do you think, Larry might call in late? Have you reached out to Larry? Wanda, let's just go to Adam.
What's going on?
Larry hasn't called in.
No,
so,
he hasn't.
So while we're waiting for Larry to call in because he's closing his deal, we're going to go to Adam. We're going to interview Adam. We're going to talk about commercial real estate.
Where is Adam?
Adam's sitting right in front of me.
Okay. Well, Adam's mic is on, so Adam needs to talk.
Hi, Wanda. I'm talking.
There you go.
I thought maybe Adam wasn't in the room because Adam seemed to not be responding.
No, Adam was here, but it's just that he we didn't get the cue from you. I got the you know, whatever. But hey, Adam, so listen.
This means talk. This little hand signal means talk. Keep going. Keep going.
You're behind me, so
I'm going to give you a signal in a second, Wanda.
There we go. That's the signal.
Okay.
Action.
All right. There we go. We're going to have action. All right. That was actually one of the funner part of the shows today. But so, Adam, first let's set the table. Tell a little bit about your background, your firm, how you see the market, and then we'll go from there.
Fantastic. First, I'd like to thank you, Jim, and Wanda for having me on the show today. And I got to tell you, it's an honor to be here. I've actually wanted to be on your show for some time. I've been listening to you on the radio, Facebook, and to be here in the studio to actually watch you live is fantastic. I was telling you, I got goosebumps just watching you work. But
that might be the air conditioning.
Thank you.
That just might be the air conditioning.
Anyway, just so I want to say thank you. And Jim, it's
absolutely my pleasure having you on the show, Adam. Now, you guys specialize in investor sales or investment sales. Do you do leasing or just investment sales? And why'd you pick that model?
Well, the name of the company is Ticton Real Estate Investment Services, Ticton Real Estate for short. And basically what we do is we specialize in commercial real estate investment sales. We only do sales. We don't do leasing. We don't do management. It's sales only. And we specialize in the sale of shopping centers across the state of Florida, single-tenant net lease properties, and office buildings in the Tri-County area.
So as you go around the state of Florida, Adam, it seems that some markets are maybe a little bit oversaturated with investors, but there may be opportunity in other markets. How do you see these markets, and what would you pick as a top sector and the product type in that sector?
There is a lot of cash sitting on the sidelines right now. I'd say there's as much cash out there looking for deals as I've ever seen. So there's a huge amount of demand in the marketplace. There is very little supply. So a lot of owners right now, they're holding tight to the properties. Since the Great Recession, the properties each year have done better and better. They're cash flowing. The tenants are having a lot of success. The tenants are paying the rent. And because the tenants are paying the rent, the landlords are doing extremely well. Vacancy here in South Florida is at an all-time low. And because investors are cash flowing, they're sitting on a lot of cash. There's not a lot of deals. And because of that, it's a tight market. But there's definitely deals out there. They're hard to find. And you really have to find good people, good advisors who can help you find the opportunities.
What I found the most important thing in a real estate transaction is transparency, as much transparency as possible. People need to make their decision based on quality information that the real estate transaction intermediary can typically provide if they're, I got to just say it, professional. The most important thing is transparency, and obviously honesty goes right hand in hand with that. You've got a great reputation, you've closed a bunch of deals, and I want to tell how we've met. Adam and I met doing community service 20 years ago?
That's right.
20 years ago, Adam and I got together. We started doing community service, and we became friends. We bonded by helping our community. You see the theme in today's show is helping the community?
Yes.
And so that's how Adam and I met. And so I want to actually flip out a personal recommendation on Adam in that regard. Adam is involved in the community. Adam is a terrific guy. He has done great things for our community, and he stays involved. He just isn't flash in the pan guy. But now back to real estate. So one of the things you're involved in the community in real estate is the ICSC. What does that stand for? And what do you do with them?
Well, one of the organizations that I've become very involved with, and along with the Greater Miami Jewish Federation, General, we met maybe 20 years ago, is the ICSC. And because I'm a retail property specialist, I've gotten very involved with the retail industry locally, statewide, and nationally. And the ICSC is the organization that I chose to get more involved with. And basically, the ICSC stands for the International Council of Shopping Centers. And anybody and everybody who's connected to retail properties, whether it's tenants, obviously brokers, lawyers, developers, builders, the vendors associated with the industry, owners. And so anybody who's connected to retail who's not a member of the ICSC, I'm a big believer. I was the chairman of the ICSC last year. I organized the event. It's here in the South Florida area. The largest event of the year for the ICSC is the South Florida Idea Exchange. We've actually got the South Florida Idea Exchange coming up in November, which I did want to talk about a little bit. I believe it's November 15th and 16th. There's a cocktail hour the night before. It's at the Westin in Fort Lauderdale, and then it's an all-day event. Last year, I was the chairman. That was 800 people that showed up the event. I chaired a committee. There was actually 19 people involved with the ICSC. We've pared it down. There's 12 members of the committee this year, and it's a fantastic event. We're expecting about the same 800 people again this year.
Yeah, I love going to that event. It's a great place to get an overview and meet everybody involved in the commercial sector of South Florida. You got apartment guys there. You got retail guys there. You got office, because it all comes together. That's why in Las Vegas, when the ICSC has their conference, they call it Recon, because everybody gets together, not just the shopping center folks. And that's a great event. And your role at was chairman last year, right?
That's right.
So that means you know everybody.
I met a lot of people through the ICSC, which is one of the reasons I encourage people in the community, young people, you know, people who have been around for a long time, is it's a fantastic networking event. And every year that you go, you meet more and more people each year. So now after being involved with the ICSC going on, you know, 17, 18 years, I walk in and it's incredible how many people that I know. And it's a lot more fun when you know a lot more people.
It's a fraternity. I love all the folks that I know at the ICSC. They give me both emotional support with all the things that I'm facing. And also, they're just great people for the most part. And if they're not, I just move on.
Right.
So, Adam, tell me a little bit about the retail market pricing. You know, can you give me some kind of specific benchmarks and some of the statistics and such?
Sure. The retail is extremely strong right now. I would say it's getting a lot of negative press. One of the reasons is the so-called Amazon effect. The internet is having an impact on retail. However, here in South Florida, you know, vacancy is at an all-time low. Vacancy in South Florida is at about 3.7%. And there's positive absorption. Anytime somebody's building, there's not that much building outside of the main corridors, like Brickell City Centers, you know, newer a year and a half ago or so. But in suburban areas, there's very little new construction. When something gets built, it gets filled up very quickly, and rents are going up. So the market right now, it's robust. And
well, you know, the Amazon effect to me is change. When people are afraid of change, but change brings opportunity as far as I'm concerned. I think there's great opportunity in retail. In South Florida, I think that retail is strong and it's very highly occupied because we have a lot of food and beverage here. Food and beverage is the new thing in retail. Everybody wants to go out. Everybody wants to have an experience when they're out. They go to the retail center. They want an experience. The experience is at the food and beverage outlet. And as the apartments get smaller, as the condos get smaller, as the living space gets smaller, the concept and the paradigm, oh my God, I used a fancy word. The paradigm is that people will live outside of their units and they will go into these experiential things. And you're seeing that as the retailers, as the big box retailers evolve, oh, I'm being so nice today. As they evolve, they're going and they're putting in food courts. Aventura Mall, perfect example.
You know, the food courts, they're actually evolving as well. And one of the things that's happening, instead of the lower quality food, some of these food courts are more upscale, and we're starting to see different types of food. But, you know, food is something that, you know, obviously people need to eat, and the internet, you know, it's going to have an impact on the grocery business. But as far as quick service restaurants, casual dining, the restaurant, you know, service business overall, people have to eat. People are much more, you know, they're getting more active. They're getting out of the house, and the restaurants are doing very well.
All right. It's time for us to have a break. Larry's called in. He's closed the deal. He has sold the Lamborghini that he was trying to make the deal on. So we're going to talk to Larry after the break. Adam, can you stick with us and do some more conversation about real estate after we're done with Larry?
I'd love to.
Awesome. Wanda, time to do your thing.
We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out, like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, I'm a fireball.
Yeah, all right, Mr. 305 himself. I love that guy. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their great new store for selling Audis up in Gainesville and all kinds of great nameplates down in Key West. Larry and I will talk about that in a second. But what do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That's right. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Fireball.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you've got a special situation and you need a loan. What constitutes a special situation? Well, if your loan doesn't fit inside the standard box, maybe we're working with your lender that maybe they even have your depository relationship and they've been pushing paper and talking and saying that everything's great. And then you go, well, I need to close my loan. They go, well, sorry. You call me at 305-773-6300. If we've got to do it private, one guy makes the decision, we can close in a week. If we go to some of the banks we work with, well, maybe it'll take a couple of weeks, but we will get you financed, and I'll tell you all the way along the way what's going on because I'm transparent. I'll tell you exactly where we're going and what we're doing. Hey, maybe you're a realtor, and you've got a foreign client from overseas, and you can't get them financed. They don't know where to go. They don't have, like, a local banking relationship. We finance people from overseas. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. China, Russia, Australia, Canada. Like that group, like that basket of countries, Europe, Latin America, Central America, we'll finance them. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Mr. Realtor, maybe you want to pull some money out so you can, you know, do that next deal. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we have got the man. It's Larry Zinn. He's on the line. And Larry, I want to talk about all your community stuff. You can't hide from anybody anymore. We're going to have to really out you and talk about all the endeavors you're doing to make South Florida a better place. It's Community Day here on the show, so welcome, Larry.
Thank you, Jim. I'm really sorry I'm late. I got caught in airport security for a little bit longer than I anticipated. So I apologize again, and I won't let it happen again, Jim. I promise.
It's okay. If it's keeping America safe, I'm down with that, Larry. So Larry, let's get right to the matter. I know you've got a store down in the Keys. Tell me about what's going on with that location and how you're working from there to help the community.
Well, you know, thankfully, we made it through relatively unscathed down there. There are a lot of people in the middle and upper Keys that didn't fare quite as well as we did. So what we've been doing is we're starting or are participating, really, in a collection of funds as well as supplies to help people in the middle and upper Keys. We'll even have that at our upcoming Supercar Saturday event on October 14th. In the meantime, we've filled up several parts trucks with all the supplies that we can gather. We've gotten other dealers involved, and we're trying to bring as much down there as we can to help out the people in Key West and then continue to help out wherever else we can in the lower and middle Keys.
Well, see, Larry, whenever I say it's part of the Warren Henry family, this is what I'm talking about, is that you consider the whole community your family, and that's what's really important and a terrific approach to business. Because, Larry, you know, when I say my thing about it's all about them, you guys have been doing that for years.
You know, Jim, we are a part of the community. Our customers, our staff, the people around us, I mean, we're all in this together. Things could have been much worse for all of us, and thankfully, we did okay. But, you know, in regards to helping clean up, we have to do what we can. It's the right thing for us to be doing.
Now, how's it going up in Gainesville, switching gears? Oh, my God, I love that, switching gears with the car guy. So we're switching gears, Larry. I'm sorry. I had to laugh at myself. I am just sometimes very funny. Larry, so tell me, how's it going up in Gainesville? You guys have been open up in Gainesville for a while. The hurricane washed out my trip to Gainesville, so I'm going to have to go up there with you. And you mean you were going to have to go to Gainesville one time? Boy, what a trip that would be.
I'd love to catch a game, and anytime I can get up there, I'm looking to. Beyond, absolutely loving Gainesville, the store's been going really well. It's a beautiful store if you haven't been there yet or haven't seen the pictures. But thankfully, it's growing month after month. We are trying to make our presence and do what we can in the community there as well. Just this past weekend, we threw a authentic German Oktoberfest for up in Gainesville at our lot and hosted people to watch TV, football, provided them with all sorts of beer and brats and whatever else you can think of. And it was a really nice event.
Oh, drinking beer in Gainesville. I've never done that.
No, nobody does that there. It was a really unique and new concept that we think we brought to the town.
Find the Saturday that you can go up there, and I'll get us into my friend's suite. We're down. It's going to happen. You just let me know the weekend, and I promise you. And maybe we'll sell them a car, too. You never know.
Hey, that's always a plus. Always a plus.
Now, Larry, we're talking sports, so let's just dive right into it. The Marlins have been sold. That's sort of in the rearview mirror. You know, I was there that last night when Giancarlo Stanton gave his signal, and, you know, hopefully I'll be seeing him next year. It would be a real heartbreak if the last year, the last game was Jose Fernandez, and then this one, well, be a different reason, but still, that I wouldn't see the big G. So I'd be disappointed about that.
Do you think they're going to trade him?
I'm not sure. It depends on how you want to do business. I will say this, is that the reason that the Marlins won their second World Series is because they dealt away the first World Series, got great pieces in return, and you saw the value. In 4 years, you're back in the World Series. So if you've got the right guy trading in the groceries, I don't mean to call people groceries, but I guess that Bill Parcells once did, then I think it's okay. I'm not down for a teardown with no plan.
Do you want to be the team that traded away Cabrera and then traded away Stanton? I mean, you know, these guys are going to be some of the greatest baseball players of our lifetimes, and we've been responsible for letting them go of them both. And I understand what you're saying. If we get some great pieces back, you know, it is what it is. It's helping build a team. But if we get beads and trinkets back, I think they got another PR disaster on their hands.
My personal opinion is that if they can bite the bullet a little bit for a year or two, add a couple hundred – at maybe $100 million more to the price. Maybe that was the difference between what the guy was asking and what they paid. They take that extra $100 million. They buy some pitching. They keep the young outfield and position players together. You got a good team. If the one guy hadn't died and they brought in a couple of other pitchers and the other guy's arm didn't go out, well, shoot, we'd be right there. And gosh darn it, we can be. And why shouldn't we be? Larry was the guy with me. When Larry was with me on the day when the opening day when the that rained. Larry, I love you. But you were down for next year, opening day. See? Yes?
Every year. Let's do it.
You're the man. All right, now, Larry, let's talk Miami Heat. We got a couple minutes left. What do you think's coming down the pike for Miami Heat? Do you like it with a superstar or with an ensemble?
What's the quote? I don't play the five best. I play the best five. And we may have one of the best five. You know, we played really well as a team the second half of the season last season. And, you know, I think it's worth taking a shot and seeing what they can do for a full season.
I agree.
If come mid-season, there's a few pieces that are available or a piece that could push us over the edge, I trust that Riley will go for it.
Yes, he will. That's the one thing. And I guarantee you Mickey's going to help him go for it because those guys are champions. Champions
Absolutely.
Is what it takes. You got to be a champion.
It's a winning culture there. And it's evident throughout the organization how they do everything.
It is. It is. It's all about Wanda. That was really a disgusting comment there.
More sports. More sports, please.
Yeah, we're going to do as much sports as we gosh darn please, okay? We talked about business, and sports is business, and we're talking about the business of sports right now, Wanda. And just for that, I'm going to do another segment with it if you don't back down there, girlfriend.
Okay, then.
Anyway, Larry, so now we're going to talk more sports. Now let's talk about the Dolphins. You've been season ticket holders forever. What's going on with that?
I'm not a Cutler guy. I know there's a lot of believers out there, but I'm still not a believer. I think this past weekend, you could look through some film from the game and see that there were so many plays that, you know, he didn't even bother to sell. You know, it's like he doesn't care, and that really bothers me. You know, we went out of our way to pay $11 million to a guy that nobody else was even looking at, and I would have given Matt Moore a shot.
You mean you would have stuck with your guns and kept it in the family? Sounds like a kind of a
Absolutely.
Zen thing to do.
Hey, you got to give your guys a shot and hope that they rise to the top.
Well, 100%. I think the guys in the locker room believe in him. If you believe the paper and that Cutler hasn't lost the locker room, then you stick with him a little bit longer. But we know Matt Moore has the locker room. But look, Larry, I'm going to just throw the old homily at you. Everybody loves the backup quarterback, you know. And Matt Moore has one for us. He is, probably the best backup quarterback in the league, although we're going to see a pretty good one this week with Matt Castle is going to have to play instead of Mariota maybe. So we'll see.
You know, but it's not as though we haven't seen Matt Moore play. We've seen him play. We know the guy can do. I mean, he's not the best quarterback in the NFL, but he's a winner. He knows how to put the ball down the field. You know, you feel like he at least cares.
Yes.
When he's on the field.
Yes.
Now, did you see the play with the Wildcat with Jay Cutler in the corner?
Yes.
He didn't even bother moving. He
Correct.
There.
They highlighted on Come On Man on Monday night. Not that I watched. So I agree with you, Larry. Look, I know you're in the airport. Can you do me a favor and maybe come on in the next week or two and just go get yourself out of the airport, or do you want to stay on and do another segment? Your call.
If we could do it next week or the week after, I can do a longer segment with you. I can do whatever.
Perfect.
We're going to be boarding soon, so I'd hate to have to cut off early.
Don't worry. Listen, send me a text. We'll get on another time when it works for you, and we'll knock it out of the park. We'll talk business for Wanda, the business of business as opposed to the business of sports. So, Larry, have a safe trip. Really miss you. Can't wait to see you. Pick the Saturday that we're going to go to Gainesville. We're there. I'll get us the seats. I promise you that. All right?
All right. Hey, am I going to see a supercar Saturday?
What, are you kidding me? Is there one that I've ever missed?
Nope, just making sure.
Gosh darn right I'll be there. For sure.
I'll be there. I'm sure it'll be a great time. And also, please give my love to Vivian.
I sure will. And high five to Floyd and the rest of your team. And we'll be right back after this. We'll have Larry on again in the next week or two. Larry, have a safe trip. Thank you so much. Larry's in. Wanda, take it away. No more sports for you today.
Let it rock, full speed ahead until we hit the dock. We're heading for home, the fishing was great. We're coming in loaded, but we're all out of bait. Got 'em packed to the water line. Some got a waiting, but the catch was fine. Never saw such big ones, no man, oh man. We're coming in loaded just as fast as we can.
Thanks, and thanks, Wanda, for remembering that I love this song from last week. You're the best. I really do. You know who else is the best? You just heard him. Larry's in, talking community, talking championship, talking heart. That's right. And when you're looking to buy or lease your new car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi up in Gainesville, and they've got all kinds of great nameplates in the Keys, and they're helping to rebuild the Keys from that store, so stop in down there when you're there. You know what they all have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's rock it, Wanda.
Friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, now it's time to talk about Spectrum Mortgage. That's right. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I will help you out of your special situation for financing. We'll do residential, we'll do commercial, we'll do construction. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Hey, maybe you're impacted by Hurricane Andrew. Well, you know, that's... Tells you where I'm coming from. Hurricane Irma. I'm still feeling like it's Andrew. Feels like it's been that long for me. Hurricane Irma maybe had a little impact and you need a little cash. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm here to help you. I want to help you get through the situation. I'll help you figure out how to get through the rough spot. Or maybe you've got poor credit. Below 600, no problem. Maybe you're from overseas or you've got a client from overseas. Maybe you're an attorney and you've got a client from overseas. Or maybe one of your people just doesn't want to break their big bond and they need quick cash to close and they'll take take that private deal to close fast. Well, what does that mean? That means if you call us today, one person will be able to evaluate the situation. That one person can commit to the loan today. Write you a commitment today. You can close within a week. You go somewhere else and try to find that. It just doesn't happen. So you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. Next Wave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit nextwavefunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit nextwavefunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone. Get your TuneIn, iHeart, or 880 The Biz apps.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on again with my friend, a good friend, I think I could say that, Adam Titkin. Adam is leading real estate professional statewide. He's got an awesome company with some terrific folks. Hey, Adam, why don't we start off this segment with you giving a high five to some of the people in your office?
Absolutely. I love to. My company's growing. I was with a national company for 15 years. I was the number one agent in the Miami office of Marcus & Millichap, and I started my own firm, which is a boutique company, about a year and a half ago. My team came over with me, which I was very happy about, and we are growing. I've got Alan Hernandez as my senior financial analyst. I've got Alex Snyder is my executive coordinator. He runs things back at the office. I've got Victor Pastor, who is new to the company. He's with Marcus Millichap as well for 3.5 years, joined another local firm. And so he's been in the investment game for about 5 years and recently joined me. And I've got Cliff Weisner as well, who's my top agent. And Cliff and I have closed a number of transactions this year. And he was a leasing agent for about 7 years with Tobin Properties, wanted to switch into the investment game. So right now there's five of us. We just hired somebody new who's starting in a couple weeks, and he's going to be our transaction coordinator. And I've got one more person that we're going to be hiring here soon, which is going to make it seven of us and growing.
Well, that's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about the market, though. You got your start down here in South Florida. You do stuff all over the state, but let's focus here on South Florida for a second. What would you say is the most overlooked market from a geographic standpoint? And then we're going to talk about the same thing from a product type standpoint.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. I appreciate that. I started in the brokerage business 2 weeks after 9/11. And I lived in a neighborhood in North Miami Beach called Eastern Shores. A lot of people know the Intercoastal Mall right there on 163rd Street and the Intercoastal as you're approaching the Intercoastal going towards Sunny Isles Beach. So I started in that market, and I basically farmed that area, which was North Miami Beach, Aventura, Sunny Isles Beach, Hallandale, North Miami, and basically Northeast Dade and Southeast Broward. And so I got started by really cold calling everybody in the market. I got to know everybody in that market as well as participating in some community, you know, types of organizations and, you know, networking and things like that. But my business grew to a national practice. But when I started my own firm, I went back to my own roots and I started getting in touch with a lot of the clients that I've made and built relationships with over the years. And now we're doing a huge amount of business again in Northeast Dade County in a gem that I think, which is really overlooked and is really coming back, is where I put my office, which is North Miami Beach.
Well, look who you're talking to. I am a North Miami Beach senior high charger. I did play at the Aqua Bowl as a 10-year-old, and I really love the area, and it's just smoking hot what's going on up there. You know, I used to play tennis. I learned to play tennis at the Spanish Monastery up there, and if you went up there today and you looked for the Spanish Monastery, well, it got a little bit impacted by the hurricane. Then you go look for Lorenzo's, and you'd still find Lorenzo's, but it is somewhat antiquated and an obsolete thing at this point. And then you'd turn your eye to the sky, and you'd absolutely flip out. That place is exploding, and now they're going to put the train station in the northwest corner of 163rd Street, and I guess, I don't know what you'd call it, sort of like east of Dixie Highway, but west of Biscayne, just squeezed right in there. Wow, that's just going to blow the top off that place. Got an opinion?
You know, it's incredible driving around the neighborhood. You know, it's coming back. It's coming back big time. You know, driving eastbound on 163rd Street, you could see two cranes in the sky, and I believe they've topped off, which is
They're huge, those deals.
Yes, which is the harbor, which is two towers. It's 30 stories. You know, Marina Palms, which is incredible.
High five to Neil and Anthony and George over there.
Yes, I actually just moved in. I moved back to North Miami Beach. My office is on West Dixie Highway and 170th Street, where I moved a year and a half ago. And last month, I moved into the South Tower of Marina Palms.
Oh, awesome.
Which is fantastic. So you're seeing these beautiful condominiums with beautiful water views, and properties that were poor have really come back in a major way. They rezoned the entire area. You know, George Vallejo is the mayor of North Miami Beach. The city
somewhat
commission
pro-growth, right?
Is extremely pro-growth. And there's so much happening in that area that there's an energy about it that, you know, that saying is what's old is new again. And it's basically, you know, like Lincoln Road was, you know, 15, 20, 25 years ago, where it was really, you know, run down, but people started pumping money into it and it really, you know, came up. And that, you know, that's the reason I moved back to North Miami Beach, is because they've changed the zoning code. They're going vertical. And, you know, it really missed the market the last time in 2005, 6, and 7 because they were very anti-development, which was a shame. Aventura got the growth. Sunny Isles Beach got the growth. North Miami Beach missed the boat.
Yeah, North Miami Beach saved it for later. Now it's going to capitalize. That's a real estate plan, by the way, for you people listening out there. Is just, you know, just don't have to play the hot market cycle. Play the long game and you can win too. North Miami Beach is playing the long game. I have a lot of friends that are invested up there. Jay, Arno, the CK Purvey guys, they're all up there. Neil Fairman and his team, Anthony Burns and George are up there. It's some great entrepreneurs. You go up to Aventura, you got Victor Baestes and all the rest of the team that's involved up there. And of course, the Sofer family, they've got somewhat of a smaller investment up there, ha ha ha. And then you go east all the way to Sunny Isles, you've got Gil Desert. Just some amazing capital, some amazing people. Gil's a friend of the show. We go there all the time. He's on all the time. Hey, Big Gil, how you doing? So, Adam, now we're talking North Miami Beach. What would you think would be a good opportunity in North Miami Beach? Maybe rental apartment land on Dixie Highway? Yeah, I know a great site, too.
You know, it's incredible what's happening on West Dixie Highway. West Dixie Highway is a sleeper. There's all kinds of plans that are approved. They're site plan approved. They're going to go vertical. It's a matter of time. And there's a lot of products that there's demand. And so it is going to get built. We're going to see that the area completely change. I think 163rd Street, after West Dixie Highway, 163rd Street is really going to change. And also there's a medical district, which is near Jackson North, which is right off of I-95. But that whole corridor from I-95 going all the way to Sunny Isles Beach, it's been run down for years. But there's some big money going into that area, and people are taking notice. And it's not just because of the players that are moving there and that are there, but it's also because, you know, the city is very pro-development. They're really partners, and the community, they want it and they need it, and it's time.
Let me tell you one of the real things that's driving it. It's transportation. Okay, the reason that it's being built up like that is because it's right near the beach, right near Aventura. I don't want to say close to downtown, but somewhat accessible to downtown off-peak. My God, did I just really say that? And I even mean it. But the reality is that North Miami Beach is the center of the Tri-County area when you take a look at it. Oh, my God, I really said that too. I can't believe it. Now, you'd never believe that I'm marketing a piece on Dixie Highway. In fact, Adam and I are partnering on that piece. And we'll talk about what we see in that area and why we think that there's some good deals left in North Miami Beach right after this. Wanda, take us away. We'll be back with more Adam Titkin talking real estate. I'm just loving this. Wanda, take it away. I just love Pink. That's right. This 57-year-old guy said he loves Pink. And I'm actually only 56 for another few weeks. So, you heard him earlier. He is the man, the myth, and the legend. Larry's Inn was on. And why do I love Larry's Inn? Well, my gosh, if you ever walked into Warren Henry, you'd find out why. Why? Because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, their new store. It sells Audis and Gainesville. They got a great store down in Key West that's doing some great things to help the area recover. And what do they all have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come from with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap. I love saying that. I'm going to do it again. Red cap service and a personal assistant that you call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Can you tell I've had a cup of coffee about 3 hours ago? So, Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Give me some more of that pink.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. Next Wave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit nextwavefunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit nextwavefunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283.
All right, everybody, give me a call at 305-773-6300. You should know that by heart. But why would you call that number? You'd only call it, well, you call it for a lot of reasons, not only just because you need a loan. You call to say hi, I don't mind. But you give me a call at 305-773-6300 because maybe you got a loan that doesn't fit in the square box. Maybe you need some sophisticated commercial real estate help. I can do that. You need to close in a week? Hey. At our shop, one guy calls the ball, we send you a commitment, and we close in a week. Sounds like I just solved your problem. Hey, maybe you want to do a bank loan, but you're just not working out. Maybe your banker told you, I can do that, and then 3 months later, you're still sitting there, and you can't get it done. Maybe they said, oh, you know what? You didn't pay that bill 4 years ago on your American Express card for 3 weeks. We can't do the loan. Call me. If your credit score's even below 600, I can get it done. 305-773-6300. A call I get all the time is Jim. My father-in-law gave me the money to put down on this investment house or the house I'm living in. He wants the money back. Can you help me? I get this call all the time, actually. And I go, of course. That's the answer I always give. Well, it's not really of course all the time, but in most cases I can help as long as they're reasonable. And we do. We can, like I said, commit in a day, close in a week, and the father-in-law's off your back. Anybody worse to have on your back than your father-in-law? No. Well, maybe the buyer that can't get financed because they're from overseas. I can help with that too. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch. Right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back at the final segment at the end of the show. Wanda, can you help me out? I want to give a salute to Las Vegas. Can we do that at the end? Can you pick something nice?
Okay, you ruined the surprise, but okay.
Well, it was a surprise.
You want me to get that for you? Paging Jim Freed.
I had to tell that person I can't talk right now. Even though they wanted to do a mortgage, I'll call them right after this, and then they can do the mortgage. You see, it works. It works. Happens every time. Somebody calls every show now. It's great.
It's all about them.
It is all about them. It's not about me, but I have to call them later because now we're talking about the people out on the radio. So, yes, thank you, Wanda. I appreciate that. I didn't mean to ruin the surprise, but now people will wait to hear what you pick. And the fact that you're an Elvis fan, well, I guess I ruined the surprise twice, didn't I? Wanda's throwing daggers now.
Ah, you're killing me.
I know. But I love that song, and I couldn't wait anymore to get it out of me. I can't help it. Okay, so Adam, let's talk about North Miami Beach. We've only got a few minutes left. I've done deals in North Miami Beach. I did the big deal with Gables up on Dixie Highway, just south of Ives Dairy Road. And you and I are now working on a deal up there. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We've got an exclusive listing. It's new on the market. It's called Aventura Reynolds Village. It's in the unincorporated Dade area just off of West Dixie Highway. It's actually on West Dixie Highway in 179th Street, just off of Biscayne Boulevard. And it's 3 acres of land. It's adjacent to Reynolds Park, which Reynolds Park is beautiful. It's a hidden gem. And
I've been there from Beach. Oh, yeah, I love Reynolds Park.
And so a lot of people are learning about Reynolds Park all over again. So this is right next to Reynolds Park. It's basically a 139-unit development. It's currently approved for mixed use, although most people are starting to look at it as a residential play, as rentals, apartment rentals.
Well, I went to Reynolds Park Elementary. Let's talk about that first. So I'm glad you're working with me on it. I've had a lot of success working on multifamily sites, and this is a good site. I've got a lot of people that are interested, and we're in the preliminary stages. There's still opportunity. If people want to get more information, they, I hope, know the number by now to call, which is 305-773-6300, and I can help you with that piece too. But Adam, I enjoy working with you. You're a professional. Your team has provided me with some excellent details on that, and we've got some good interest. And the reason we have good interest is because there is still demand for apartment rentals, and this is the apartment sector. The reason that it's hot is because people, families do this stuff, and they keep it in the family forever, because no matter what, you just ain't going to be able to build this again. So it's just great to do multifamily. I love doing it with you. I love being on your team for multifamily. How about commercial? You think there's a commercial need in Aventura, North Miami Beach, Eastern Shores?
There's quite a bit of new office building that's slated for development. There's some new office that's recently been built on 163rd Street. The office market is very strong too. I would say it's not quite as strong as retail, and there's quite a bit of product out there.
Oh yeah, but the office is totally full, and most of the deals that are being delivered are office condo, and they're all fully pre-sold, or they wouldn't be developed. I think office is hot, but I don't think that people are going to do office until this stuff comes online, gets absorbed, the residential gets built, and then there'll be more. I think that's the way it's going to roll out in the cycle. I've seen that, sort of my thoughts are. What do you think?
You know, it's the rents for office are getting a little bit softer. You know, they were peaking out in Aventura at about $60 a square foot triple net, which is very expensive.
It's like $80.
It's like $80 with all in operating expenses. And so they're really running out of land. In Aventura, it's mostly built out. The land is so expensive in Aventura, so now people are looking in other areas. There's been some office condos built in North Miami Beach, unincorporated Dade. And the office is filled up. It's 91% occupancy across the board for office in South Florida. So in some markets, it's much tighter than others. Aventura is one of the tightest office markets. And that's also why people are looking to build in surrounding areas like Hallandale and North Miami Beach.
I just think it's great. I love that corridor. It's got great everything. Retail, office, living, quality of life, cultural, it's all up there. You picked a good place to move back, and I love it. It's my hometown. I'll just have to say it. NMB Chargers rule. Okay, I want to thank Adam Titkin for coming on the show. Adam, if people want to find you, how do they do that?
Terrific. Best way to reach me is at TictonRealEstate.com is my website, or our telephone number is 305-363-4750.
Jets fans, listen, so that means you got to go slow and give it again.
Sure. TictonRealEstate.com is the website, and the telephone number is 305-363-4750.
Did I cut you off?
No, you did not.
Okay, good. So I want to thank my guest, Adam Titkin, who I absolutely love. You're the best, Adam, and thank you for working with me on those deals and just being my friend for a long time and being involved in the community. You know, seeing you 20 years later, still being involved in the community just warms my heart that we started that all. That was just great.
I owe a lot to you, Jim.
Sunset Over Miami's coming up. Hey, Sunset Over Miami's next week. Join me. It's going to be a great event. Everybody from real estate's going to be there. Go to the Greater Miami Jewish Federation website to learn more. Biggest, best real estate event here in South Florida. Certainly in any... It's great. I love it. I was on the first committee. Okay. Hey, I want to thank our guest, Adam Titkin. Of course, Larry Zinn. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, Lauren's Kids. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Of course, Next Wave Financial. Of course, I want to thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet me at Jim Fried at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Website keeps on getting hits. You know, it's our ninth year. I'm the man. This is show 437. If you missed this show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, real soon. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. We're going to have Vince from Flex Wheels on. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. They find an excuse now. Go out there and make it happen. I ruined the surprise, but not the thoughts. Our heart goes out to the people in Las Vegas. Wanda, I ruined your surprise, but not the song Rocket.
They're all living the devil may care. And I am just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing. All those haunts down the drain.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 8-